Hello and welcome to episode 30 of Tibble Nibbles, where we went to Chicken Liquor in Brixton. A group of us went there on Saturday to go and have their chicken feast, which is available for groups of 8 and over. And what you get as part of the deal, you get wings, bites, burgers and unlimited sides. And that costs £20. So we got there and the place downstairs is fairly small, but you go up some very narrow and winding stairs. And at the top is three or four big tables and some other smaller tables as well by the sides. And so what they'd done is they'd pushed two circular tables together for 18 of us. And that was quite a fairly tight squeeze, but it was pretty laid back dining. So we all squished in together. The food just arrives when it does. You generally have to order which burgers you want beforehand. So the choices were between their chicken cheeseburger, their tower burger and the halloumi for anyone who's vegetarian. Pretty much everybody apart from two chose the tower burger, essentially a chicken fillet with double cheese and hash brown and sauces, and then the normal chicken cheeseburger is chicken, cheese and sauces and a bit of lettuce, I think, in a bun. To start off with, you get the wings and the bites, and as far as I could see, we got buffalo wings. And then we got bites of all the other flavours. Now, the other flavours that you get are Korean, which is double fried daikon with fermented chili. We also got buffalo bites with blue cheese sauce, carrot and pickled celery. We also had chicken shop, which is just with a house coating and barbecue sauce. And then Thai, which is tamarind dressing with fresh mint, chili and shallots. So normally these are £7.50 each. All of those came round and they are really good. The wings were nicely cooked. Possibly could have been a little bit crispier, but I do like my wings extremely crispy. The buffalo wings were lovely, just the right amount of spicy. Some of the other people said that they probably weren't spicy enough, but I am not a huge spice lover. I don't like to eat and be in pain. They were absolutely perfect for me. And then we had the others. Out of the others, the Korean chicken shop and Thai. I thought the chicken shop was nice. I thought the barbecue sauce was a little bit too sweet. But apart from that, that one was really nice. I think my favourite actually was the Korean, the double fried daikon with fermented chilli. It was nice and spicy without being too overwhelming. I'm not sure that I got any of the Thai. I can't quite remember. But I don't remember eating anything that I didn't like, so I'm sure that was still really nice. So once we polished that off, and I think it was a basket each, so that was our starter, and then once we'd had that, they all got cleared away, and we moved on to the burgers. So I had the tower block, which is basically fried chicken fillet, cheese, hash brown, jalapeno, slaw, onions, and Russian dressing. And then some other people had the fried chicken fillet, which has cheese, salad, lettuce, and red onions. Now, the wings, once you got through them, I'm pretty sure we got more than 18 portions because a lot of people were pretty full by the time we even got to the burgers. But I ate the burger and the burger was lovely. And then the sides we got fries, we got hippie fries, which are fries, grilled onions and hippie sauce. And then we also got mac and cheese cubes, which are deep fried mac and cheese and marinara sauce. So I think in the end, I wound up eating my tower block as a matter of sort of first priority, which was really nice, and I managed to eat half a cube of mac and cheese and about 8 fries, and I was completely full. We also had tobacco onions as well, which I tried a little bit of those, and they're not really my cup of tea. So that was everything that we had. It was super nice. The tower block was really nice. The chicken fillet was lovely. I don't think it quite was as good as the one that I had at Foxlow the previous weekend. But then again, the Foxlow one is like 50% more in terms of price. So that's probably understandable. But all the food here was nice. It arrived really quickly. It was hot, really tasty. So for £20, I think this is a really good deal. Having said that, we were talking afterwards about if we came back, what would we have? And the general consensus actually was that the wings and the boneless bites were the absolute highlight. They were so good. Particularly the boneless bites I really liked. We actually thought that if we went back, we would probably wind up having two lots of boneless bites and some drinks. And we would wind up having two lots of boneless bites and wings. And that would probably fill us up nicely for our meal. So I wasn't drinking that day because I was driving, but other people did. They do quite nice drinks and beer. Bear in mind, just like the other places, they do the schooners, the 2/3 of a pint, which are very expensive. Having said that, you can order bottles and jugs, and the jugs go up to 3 pints. And when it's 3 pints at once, it does become pretty good value. Just bear that in mind when you're ordering, that it's probably a good idea to go in together and wind up with it. So for example, the beer is between $3.90 and $4.50 for 2/3 of a pint, or you can have jugs, and I can't actually see on the menu how much the jugs are, but my friends who had them did say that they were much better value. The cocktails also got a good write-up. They're not cheap here. They sort of vary between £8 and £10.50, and they also do seem to specialise in doing sours as well, which isn't something that I've had before, but looks quite interesting. On to the service. Now, the challenge that we had here, the people were super nice, as they tend to be in these sorts of places. They do a pretty good job with recruitment, I think, of recruiting people who fit into the ideal of what they're looking for in terms of friendliness for the restaurant. What we did find, that was because they'd shoved two tables together to make our 18, the waiting staff physically couldn't get down to our end of the table, which meant that getting anybody's attention to get things like drinks or extra drinks or water was a real challenge. We wound up asking for water and it made it onto the other table but didn't make it onto ours. Considering I was just drinking water, it was a little bit of a pain that I had to wait until after all of the starters had arrived before I could get something to drink. And also getting their attention for a fill up was a bit of a challenge. One of the good things was, is if they were going off to do something else, and they said, oh, I'll be back, they really did come back, which sadly I haven't found to be the case in a few places that I've eaten, where they'll get distracted onto other things. They're very responsive there, and apart from the logistical challenges of making sure that everybody got what they wanted, it actually worked out really well and the service was really good. I was super impressed with Chicken Liquor. I think if it weren't in Brixton, I would happily go. I have friends who live down that way, so it will be one of the places that I suggest that we go if people don't necessarily want to eat burgers, because it's not too far away from Dip and Flip, which is my first choice place when I go to Brixton. So that's my review of Chicken Liquor. Well worth a visit if you're down that way. Make sure you bring an appetite if you go for the feast, because it really is a feast. You get so much food. There was quite a lot left over at the end, which I felt a little bit guilty about. That's the review. Thank you very much for listening. This might be my last review for a while. I haven't actually got anything formally booked now until the 31st of May, but if anything pops up in the meantime, I will make sure that I do a review of it. If you'd like to get in contact with me, you can email me, tibblenibbles@gmail.com, or you can visit me on the website and drop a comment on the podcast blog post, which is at tibblenibbles.com, or you can tweet me at tibblenibbles. Thanks very much for listening, and I look forward to speaking to you next time.